Yesterday we spoke about...
End of the day, so we, Monday night, I'm showing Wise Bart.
Moshi. Sorry, I might need a mix of a gelik in my... gelik alef, Moshi, do you mind? Thanks, Moshi, so I've got the wrong one here. So yesterday we spoke about Chazos HaShatz, so we spoke about the Shulchan Aruch. Thanks, Moshi, let's just go.
Welcome.
Shulchan Aruch in top in Kuf Chav Dalet. See Dalet. So there, when the chazan goes over the Shemana Esra, Yeshlam Nishta with the chazan, to what the chazan is doing, and to answer Amen. We have ain't tes mechavonim. So the chazan says, we haven't got nine people listening. It's close to being called a bracha matola. I shout about this reason exactly why it's only korov or not. Meister Drisha says it's too shat. The Drisha says that the shat is because if you start off with 10 people, has also shat, so then people go out in the middle, you still can carry on. So he's obviously understanding that you're starting off with 10 people listening, but as the course goes on, they don't listen. So it's horribly as the Rokhara Tala, but the Meister, about you started with 10, that's okay. So, according to that, it means you have to start with the right amount of people. You haven't started, you haven't got this heta. Yeah, that was the Shaila. And then we had a steeder from this, Lechaira in Shulchan Aruch, Nun Hei, Si Vov. That's what we asked the Kasha from. Nun Hei, Si Vov. There the Mechaber says, Hiskel Echel Ma'asor Dispalim. Here it's talking about, you're saying Kaddish. It's actually a different halacha, actually. It's not Kaddish. What exactly this guy is doing, I don't know. But one of the ten people decided to start Shemoneh Esrei. Without waiting for Kaddish. So I suppose it's talking about Mincha, let's say. So you finish Ashrei, he wants to say Kaddish, and then you look around, the temple there, one of them started Shemoneh Esrei already. He's already started Shemoneh Esrei, he can't answer. So the Mechaber says, Hiskel Echem Asod Yispal Levadu Be'eli Yochalayim Zamorim Ashu Yoshna Fil Ochim It Starif Im Moim. Looks like you can join him with. You're allowed to join him. So unfortunately, once the Kasha, they're standing to Chazos Shas to Kaddish, the Kasha. And they're asking, you haven't got 10 people over here. How can you say Kaddish?
I think you can start
with Yoshon
as well.
Yeah, that's what it says. Muhammad says, Oshu Yoshon.
Oh, he's sleeping.
But on that, I must say, Mishnah Berurah is not happy with that. Mishnah Berurah speaks about Yoshon. And the Mishnah Berurah says, where is it? Steve Dalet.
Lama Dalet?
Yeah. Yeah, so Mishnah Berurah says, I'm a Tasha Cholin in Yoshon. He's Cholin with Yoshon. So he laid the aim at Starif. He holds that Yoshon cannot join. So the aim is because Yoshua Koshik Shota Hashem Ankin Lakhilad so like it's not ideal. Yoshua's worse. He's much worse than a person who started Shemoneh Esrei. He's really Bar Hochi, yeah? Ramaisa, that's what he says that. So they asked the Kasha, I don't really understand the Kasha, they asked the Kasha to steal Simakul Khadalit. They need to have 10 people listening the whole thing. So we saw yesterday various answers that they give. One answer is from who says the preacher. The preacher says that the ikka is in Nun Hei. In some kuchav dalet, you need to have 10 in total. We don't hold a lot like that. Very bechidish, actually. And he's learned there's no difference between chazor shatz and kaddish, and therefore one could do chazor shatz with just 6. We said yesterday. That is what the preacher drisha learned. Then what Avraham brings, he said, avada lechatchila, the preacher drisha say, the master avada lechatchila, you should wait for 10. But if you haven't got 10 in total, and you've got 6, that's pretty even, all right.
And what Avraham. One person who left the room, he left 9 people.
You could say Kaddish. Yeah, carry on. You have to carry on. Once you start up a heter, you'll have to carry on.
No, I'm saying
if one Kaddish discovered after Menachah. Yeah, it's all part of the Kaddish. It's part of the Shemoneh Esrei, part of the Kaddish discovered.
So if one person left,
and
left with 9 people,
can't stop.
Why can't
you
call him in?
Well, she wants to know why he can't call him in. He's right. Yeah, question why he can't call him in. But hey, that's part of the thing. That's, you can finish off past the Kaddish discovered. It's a chelik of the Shemoneh Esrei, as far as I know. Yeah. So the Chayim carry on. Then we had the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham says also that we're not knowing like this. The meaning is not to be knowing like the Shulchan Aruch, which also Chiddush actually about you need 9 and 1. And then the meaning is that we join for Chazal Sashat, even people that are talking. Also Chiddush. Then we saw a Chiddush from Shulchan Acharav. Shulchan Acharav says that there's a difference between Chazal Sashat and anything else. Chazal Sashat needs to have 10 in total. You have to have 9 people answering and the Chazan. He says there's a big difference between the halachas and every class. There's no kasha. And lachat chila, I mean, we said yesterday, at first, should certainly try and accommodate this shitter, which is lemaisa. It seems very a well taken on shit to this one, that Chazoras HaShatz should have 10. If we said it's a Shas at Chak, a person knows if he waits for 10 people, he's going to lose his minion. And I say it's going to be very, very hard to get. It's a big tikkun with the Zibura. Some people take a very long time to Ben Ezra. And if you wait till then, the I say it's going to be very problematic. Then we Shas at Chak, once that's around 6. Who says 5 plus the Chazan.
What about
some 6-1, but passes 5 plus 1.
If Minchas later and there's not 6 people in the room and when all the bottom home, does it have to still put people in?
If you haven't got enough people, you have to put people in, actually, if you haven't got enough people. Then we spoke about taking off tefillin. Let's just check that one again. So Mishnah Berurah says, I'm going to look this up, Lamed Dalet, Sikkot Yud Dalet. Lamed Dalet, Yud Dalet. There the Mishnah Berurah says, Lamed Dalet, Yud Dalet. She speaks about what's he talking? He's talking about halacha over here. He's talking about she had tefillin on when by put on Rabbi in town for him. So he says over here that you should put on Rabbi in town for him. V'loy kei lachutz the tefillin derashi when he comes Rabbi in town. Take halacha kedushas and ches. Not like those people to take off the tefillin of Rabbi a Rashi and put on Rabbi in town for him during Shemun Esra after kedusha. It's not right that. Besides, you're supposed to leave it on for longer. Also, you should have kavona for the chazan in Shemun Esra. You shouldn't be busy doing other things. So he's not very happy with that. So I have to look at the Likutei Mariach. As far as I know, he brings the mice. I think he brings also actually. Where was it? Lamed Beit, Lamed Dalet, Yud Dalet. Let's have a quick look at what it says. Someone's got time. It's definitely better to do it afterwards.
But sometimes it doesn't
count.
Yeah.
Lamed Dalet, Yud Dalet.
Oh, now you're talking.
Chafei, chafei, says it. Okay, chafei, chafei. Okay, it's all right. Okay, he's busy about taking off too early. He's not happy. There's two problems. One is that it should be on for Kaddish after Kaddish Scabble Rashi's filling. That's another problem, taking off too early. So I have to look about this thing over here in the middle of Shemun Esra. Okay, everybody, so let's move on to today's Inyan. And the last bit of what was collected in stock during Chazoras HaShatz, which the Mishnah Berurah wasn't so happy about either, we saw yesterday. And I said, in some shuls, a minute like this actually, in some shuls got a minute to go round during Chazoras HaShatz actually to go to collect money. No. All right, everybody, so let's move on to today's topic. Very interesting. Now, the shadow was today. So we've spoken in the past now. That's not Lachon Shulchan Aruch, yeah? Kuf Dalet, Sif Dalet. So the Mechaber says, if someone's a Midrash Shemun Esra, sorry, Sif Bob. No. Sif Zayin. Kuf Dalet, Sif Zayin. It ain't a poison. Someone's a Midrash Shemun Esra. This is talking about someone's in the middle of silent Shemun Esra. And he gets up, he's in the middle of science rest, and he hears the chazan starting Chazoras HaShatz. Ein poisek loy lekadosh lekadosh. You don't stop to say the words for Kaddish and Kedusha. Ella, what you do is yishtoik, you be quiet, but you just listen. You listen to what HaShatz is saying. When I started this topic, we said very briefly, there's a big machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, which comes out a few times in Shas, about Shemir Ka'ona. Rashi says, this chiddush over here, that you listen to the chazan. And your yotza with that. Rabbeinu Tam, the Ri, I think it is actually Rabbeinu Tam, it's the Ri says, I can't understand how you can do shiddush. Because if you hold Shemir Ka'ona, it's like you're speaking the Midrash Manasseh, how can you do it? So Tosfos says, it's a mystery what you're doing, but Tosfos finishes off the words, as far as I remember, Mekol Mokim Noag Va'Oinam Lishtoik. Tosfos maskim that the Minig Va'Oinam is to be quiet. Lishmaya, the God of the Minig, Tosfos says. My sir, that's the Minig it seems to be. I'm not going to object, that's what the Minig is. The big question is now, what about other mitzvahs? Does this apply to other things as well, or is it only by Kedusha, and let's say Baruch Hu, so Mishnah Berurah brings down, or Kaddish.
What about the mission with the women like
that? What? Let's say one has to hear Havdalah. Someone's in Shul on Maariv, on Matzah Shabbos. I had this a few weeks ago. I was in Shul myself. It was very awkward for me to go and hear Havdalah somewhere else. I was in uptown. I had to hear Havdalah. So I want to hear Havdalah from the Shul. In the Shul, they made Havdalah. because I think the shul, I mean, I don't know, it's very, very quick there. Now, I can't remember what I was up to, but let's say it could be that I was in the middle of Danish Esra. Yeah, someone just said to me today, what's he said to me? I said another shy of Kriya Satori. So I said to the person, well, it's not very common to be in the middle of Kriya Satori for when you're in the middle of Sanish Ban Esra.
There's no Tachman, why not?
Right, of course. He's going to be happy to be today, he said to me. I was in a shul where there's no Tachman today. I was in the middle of Sanish Ban Esra. I finished Ban Esra. The Maestro said, I'm putting made him. He says, very easy, could easily have happened, he said to me. Easy have happened. And the Maestro, I'm here in Kriya Satori, I'm in the middle of Sanish Ban Esra. Yeah? So Havdodah's a Shaila, Kriya Satori's a Shaila. There's another Shaila, what about Kiddush Moshi? Ladies, anyone wants to hear Kiddush, let's say you're in shul on Friday night, and a person is going to eat there, I don't know why, he's eating in shul. And the Maestro, the shul makes Kiddush, they want to be yotzei with that Kiddush, but he's in the middle of his Sanish Ban Esra. Should he listen to Kiddush, stop his Sanish Ban Esra, listen there and then, be yotzei, and then finish off his Sanish Ban Esra?
Yes, why shouldn't he? Why shouldn't he?
Well, what's the question?
English.
What?
Is the Kriya
Satori
here
on the
simple?
Oh, very good. Good question. What is the interesting question?
You make
Kiddush,
bring the
Kriya Satori. Yeah, we are. Let's go slowly. The first one is, let's talk about Kriya Satori. Let's talk about, yeah? So here's a big shine. So that's clean Shulchan Aruch, yeah? The Shulchan Aruch says, Ein opposed to Loi L'Kaddish L'Kedusha and L'Yishtoi. So these things, Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu, we saw last time, Baruch Hu also of Kriya Satori, we said also you should listen to. So that's clear Shulchan Aruch that you listen to. The Shulchan doesn't speak about anything else. Yeah? So the question is, what about the other things? So Kriya Satori is quite a big shaila over here, actually. So it might depend on what chiyuv Kriya Satori is. There a chiyuv on every person in shul who's there to hear it? Is there a chiyuv on the tzibur? What's the idea? Here's a big machlokes about what you're supposed to do. I must say the truth, it's very hard to get clear. I wrote down a few different shittas over here. They say that the Chaznish, Rav Chaim writes that Chaznish was mastered by Kriya Satori, actually. He stopped to hear Kriya Satori. He listened to Kriya Satori. He says Kriya Satori is like Bichas Kerem, comes to Bichas Kerem, and therefore he should stop. However, you're not mechuyav to. However, other poskim say that it's not correct to stop, actually. It's not a chiyav, which is mamish on every person, and it's not obligatory, and therefore one should not stop. So it's a machlok. It looks like it's a machlok at this point, whether you should stop or not, whether you focus on it. The Maestro, I think the general minute is not to, as far as I know. Whether you have to go somewhere else to hear Kriya Satori, you have to go somewhere else to hear Kriya Satori, then. That's the shaila. So the Maestro, many possible say that you don't have to. Shem Zama says, for Kiddush, actually, you're yotze even though you're done with Kiddush. Kiddush, Maestro, that's Kiddush. But it seems that the Maestro, the Poskim don't say you have to go somewhere else to hear Kriya Satori. It looks like you've been yotze with that Kriya Satori that was done, or you're not mechuyav to at all. So Kriya Satori, if someone's in the middle of Shemin Esra and he hears Kriya Satori, he should. It seems that he should not stop. I'm not saying everyone says that. I wrote down after him later, and that's posh at the Maestro. Someone's in the middle of Shemin Esra and they call him up to go for an aliyah. He can't go, the Maestro. I mean, too much Shemin Esra, we're talking about long before the Kaddish, so we'll talk about that separately. But remember, the middle of Shemin Esra, he's the only Kohen in Shul, for example, even, makes no difference. And they called him up, they got his name out, Irish Shlomo, but not a Kohen. But let's say he calls him by his name out, but as a Kohen, he's the only Kohen in Shul. The Maestro can't go up. He's not allowed to go up. So it's wrong for him to go up. Whether a saying, whether you have to stop, some say yes, some say not. But that's a machlok. I would thought the minig is, as far as I know, not to stop. The Maestro, we're choshish for the shitta, like the re in Tosus, that's like a hefsuk. It's by Kedusha and Baruch, which is Mamish Minyone Hatzfila, they say. So then, God will have minig that one can stop. There's a sub to say that one's allowed to stop to listen. But other things, it's not so posh to stop in the middle. And therefore, one should not stop, one should carry on, not make a hefsek in the middle. That's Kriya Satori. Birchas Kohanim seems like it's different. That's part of the tefillah. In Birchas Kohanim, it says that many poskim right there, one should stop to listen. Now, if Birchas Kohanim means Pashtus Yivarecha, or let's say on a Yom Tov, or an Eretz Yisrael, or a Duchan. I'm not sure whether Kohanim would ever say that Pashtus you don't have to stop for, as far as I know. I think it's talking about proper Birchas Kohanim. There, it's the Chayvah that Tzibur is Borech. Many people hold as a Chiv on the Tzibur between this Borech. And therefore, the Apostle writes, Shem Zalman and other write, that it's Toy Sheishtoy. You should actually stop. Listen. As soon as the Chazan starts the Brocha. From when the Chazan, when the Kohanim start the Brocha of Asheka Lishanu, from then he should stop. and listen to Birkas Kodim. I say Birkas Kodim is talking about for us in Yom Tov, and that's just swords every day when they say proper Birkas Kodim.
Yeah, again, if it's Eri Kodim,
they
can't
go to Birkas Kodim. Probably wait for him. I don't know what they'll do in such a case.
If they want to wait for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not slow, but, yeah, it's a bit awkward, I must say, it's a bit awkward, but it's a passage you can't go out, I think you can stop in the middle of the screen, that's what I know. Now, I must say, Rabbi Yashim's got an interesting swara. Rabbi Yashim says that he should not stop. Rabbi Yashim, he's not worse than the Om in the Sodis. The Gemara says there that the people in the fields who can't be there for duchening are automatically covered with duchening. So Rabbi Yashim says that someone's a minute when he's not going to stop, he's covered automatically, he's not worse than people in the fields. And therefore, Rabbi Yashim says he should not stop for Birkas Kohen.
It's interesting, if he's a Shliach Tzedek, this Kohen, so he's about to do Birkas Kohanim. He's a Shliach Tzedek for Moshe, for argument's sake.
Yeah.
And he's the only Kohen.
Yeah.
So he comes to Birkas Kohanim, he probably...
Yeah, because he's in the right place.
He's in the right place. So let's first this person, Dalish Mnes, is also up to Birkas Kohanim.
No, that's much better. I'm talking about he's not in the right place. No, that's much better. We mean if he's up to with the shot.
This Kohen is down in Shilish Manasseh and he's up to Birkas Kohanim. He's the only Kohen in this
village. Oh, but that's nice. You're talking about he's got to move out now and go to the front.
Yeah, that's a bit different.
That's
the if there's one, it's the other, he could turn around.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. I don't know. It's a good shot of what happens. If he's the only Kohen there, and he's up to there with the husband.
Yeah, just get similar, yeah.
Well, he's not a Shia Tzibah, he's with the Shia Tzibah. Yeah, that's a good show, I don't know. Yeah.
What happens
to
the only one Kohen? What do you do then?
That's always asked. There's only one Kohen, you've got a problem. You have to make sure that he's, you sort yourself out, Moshe, that you don't start Shmanes until he's ready. That's what you should do. That is the halacha of Birkas Kohen. So again, Birkas Kohen is also a machlok, because many poskim say with Birkas Kohen, you do stop. Many poskim say you do. Many poskim say you do. Some say you don't, but actually you don't. Kiddush, for some reason there, Kiddush, it looks like many possibly say you don't stop. Had Svi says you do not stop. So someone, Lamosh, has got a problem actually. Someone is in shul, and the only Kiddush you can hear is from the chazan, and the Maisi is in the middle of Sayyid Shmanesh, so he's going to miss it. So he's got a problem.
He can't stop
me. What? Can't stop? Shemeka only, you're without answering. So it's a good question what he's asking himself about. The Shemeh Ka'ona, you're basically Chabchil, you answer me. But if someone, let's say I want to hear Kiddush from someone. So the person says Kiddush loud and I listen, and I don't say Amen at the end. Maestro, I'm still Yotzer.
And talking is okay?
Talking when?
If you talk, after finishing, you don't say Amen. Before you drink, you talk.
That's also a bit shy, Maestro, but it's not Akiv, I think. But Chabchil, you should wait till you drink someone away. So Kiddush, I boy say, is a bit of a problem, I said. I don't know what, I couldn't find anyone who's muttered Kiddush, actually.
You won't be able to from Kiddush.
What?
You won't be able to from Kiddush listening to Ishmael.
That's a big question. So the Maisa, someone's asking, why we did listen? That means, I'm telling you what you should do. The answer is, if you're asking me, should you listen to Kiddush in the middle of Shemana Esra, Moishi, the answer is no. If he did listen, then I'll probably say Yotza with the Evad. So it's not ideal, but with the Evad, you are Yotza. Interesting. You shouldn't do it, but if you did it, you're Yotzer. And then Havdalah, for some reason, why Havdalah is different case, I'm not 100% sure, but this time Havdalah is different. And the people bring down that Chaznish said, but even if you listen, you're Yotzer, but you shouldn't do it lechatchila. And Rabbi Zalman says, Abein Brocha lebrocha. If you're in the Mishnah, you're Abein Brocha lebrocha, you can listen. Why that's different to Kiddush, I'm not sure, I couldn't get this why it's different. I'm just looking up a bit over here. But Kiddush is a bit different to Havdalah. So again, Kiddush, that person seems it should not stop to hear Kiddush. But he's right, I don't think he's going to do this person, he's going to be stuck. Because he's obviously got no other Kiddush to hear, otherwise, yeah, so I don't know what he's going to do.
And that's not
Dafka
Ben Brocha anyway.
It looks like Kiddush.
Has to be Ben
for some reason, I don't know why, Kiddush seems to be worse. Because Nish says by Havdalah, the Chatchili shouldn't stop, but in the end, anyway, you listen to Yotza. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman says he's very stark stubborn that you should only, if you listen, you only should listen to a brocha or a brocha. It could be a shalom, a hefzik, you should stop in the middle of a brocha. So I don't know what a person does with Kiddush. I must say, everybody, I don't know what a person. What?
Make Kiddush under this recommissioner, no?
It's very bit, yeah. It's very bit, yeah. But maybe it's better. If you've got no wine, you can't do it. Can't do it. Yeah. All right, everybody, we'll stop there.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Can I make Kiddush for a lady? That's a girl. Can I make it?
Of course, sir.
And we only can have one.